It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, September 9th, 2019. Today is the birthday of English novelist James Hilton, born in Lancashire in 1900. His most popular works include Lost Horizon, Goodbye, Mr. Chips, and Random Harvest, all of which were made into highly successful motion pictures. The son of a schoolmaster, Hilton attended Christ College, Cambridge, where he earned an honors degree in English literature and first began to write, contributing articles to newspapers and publishing his first novel, Catherine Herself, in 1920. He then became a journalist and had several more of his novels published, though without conspicuous success. His novella, Goodbye, Mr. Chips, was published in the British Weekly in 1934 and became enormously popular after it was reprinted in the Atlantic Monthly in the United States that same year. His novels Night Without Armor and Lost Horizon, which had been published in 1933, were quickly reissued and also attracted a wide following. In the late 30s, Hilton moved to Hollywood, where he wrote or co-wrote many successful screenplays, including the iconic Mrs. Miniver in 1942. Goodbye, Mr. Chips is a cleverly written, rather sentimental story of a gentle, aging schoolmaster and his long, close association with the school in which he has taught. Here's an excerpt. When you're getting on in years, it is nice to sit by the fire and drink a cup of tea and listen to the school bell sounding dinner, call over, prep, and lights out. Chips always wound up the clock after that last bell, and then he put the wire guard in front of the fire, turned out the gas, and carried a detective novel to bed. Rarely did he read more than a page of it before sleep came swiftly and peacefully, more like a mystic intensifying of perception than any changeful entrance into another world. For his days and nights were equally full of dreaming. Lost Horizon is the story of an Englishman who finds paradise in the Tibetan valley of Shangri-La. The word Shangri-La for a remote utopian land derives from this novel. A later book, Random Harvest, describes the love story of a man trying to recapture 3 years of his life spent in amnesia. The last of Hilton's 14 novels, Time and Time Again, was published in 1953. While he was in California, he was also the host of one of radio's prestige drama anthologies, Hallmark Playhouse, from 1948 to 1952. He married Alice Brown, a secretary at the BBC, just before they left for the United States in 1935, but they divorced 2 years later. He then married Galina Kupernak, but they also divorced. He became an American citizen in 1948. A heavy smoker, Hilton had various health problems when he made a farewell visit to England in 1954, and in December he died at his home in Long Beach, California, from liver cancer, with his reconciled former wife Alice at his side. His obituary in the Times described him as a keen mountaineer who loved music and travel, as well as a modest and retiring man, despite all his success. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 9th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.